Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, friends, we are live. Let me tell you what's going on. So, is the Constitution in quarantine? I'm just curious. Do you think it is? I think it is. And I want to know what you think about that. There's an interesting article written by a constitutional lawyer. And I think that this bears some opportunity for us to, well, consider, does Kate Brown really have the constitutional authority to do what she's done? What about the U.S. Constitution? Where are we at in all of this? Is this being equally applied? Or is it being selectively applied in a manner that creates, well, an unbalance? What do I mean by unbalance? Well, here's what I mean. You know, government has to treat all of its citizens the same way. The laws are meant for everyone. The Constitution protects everyone's rights, not just some people's rights, but everyone's rights. So, have our constitutional rights guaranteed to us in that Bill of Rights, guaranteed to us in the U.S. Constitution, have they been quarantined and suspended illegally? And I'm not just talking about Oregon's Constitution, but I'm talking about the federal Constitution. What do we do about it? Well, some people have brought lawsuits in other states, and I think people are looking forward to it, and I'll share with you. Maybe you're thinking about doing that here in Oregon. I think certainly people are thinking about doing it in other states, because remember last week when I brought you that story, that Oregon Catalyst article from that lawyer, talking about Kate Brown's executive order and how it has to pass certain standards, as already in the U.S. Constitution and Supreme Court rulings is already articulated by them. So does it? Is it defensible? Should someone challenge it? Well, let's get into all of that today. Plus, you know what's in the Nancy Pelosi blow up the deal to try to save the economy bill in the Senate? We're going to get into that. You might be shocked. Or maybe not. Plus, a lot of emails, your phone calls today. This is Political Coffee, politics over a cup of coffee. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am, and I'll do my darndest to read it on the air. Like the one from Jim. I got word through work that Kate has instituted a 10 p.m. curfew, so my employer, Lowe's, has issued a letter to authorities in the event we get stopped on the way home. Now I get to live with the fear of being stopped multiple times on the way home. Unbelievable. I thought you should know. I'm not a non-discriminatory social distancer. I stay the blank away from everybody. Be safe. Stay healthy. Okay. So, here we go. What do you have? What can you do? Where can you go? What are you allowed to do? Well, let's see here. Here is the list. There's an Oregonian article from yesterday, kind of late in the day. It's been updated as of today. It's a Laura Gunderson article. Now, again, what's interesting is the first, our impression of Kate Brown is not just ours alone as conservatives. In fact, it is deeper than that. First paragraph. This is the Oregonian, the fish wrapper, as Lars calls it. Here's the first paragraph. Oregon governor issued a stay-at-home order on Monday after stalling for days on the move to stop the spread of the novel coronavirus. I love the word novel. So even liberals like the Oregonian are criticizing Kate for stalling. Now, that's not going to make Kate happy. Because you know she doesn't like being criticized. She gets angry. Anyway, you can go to work. Sort of. You can go buy essential consumer goods, depending on what you classify as essential. And, of course, you can access essential government services and care for seniors, children, family members, or other vulnerable people. And you can take care of your livestock. Thank God. Well, for those of us, you know, who are trying to maintain the opportunity for you to have food to eat, that's not a bad thing. It's different than your expensive little horses you use for your dressage or your whatever it is that you're using your horses for. Maybe just your personal injury. You still got to take care of them. You still got to buy food for them, don't you? Still got to hire the vet to come out and look at them. Because just because we're quarantining us doesn't mean your pets aren't going to get sick. Well, you are allowed to take them to the vet or the vet to go to them. But there are some businesses that are just closed. But you got to be able to maintain, if you're going to be open, at least 6 feet. Okay, so let's get into the list. Business offices and nonprofits. Though, you're allowed to stay open, okay? Though, you have to facilitate telecommuting, well, to the largest extent possible. Okay, well, that's not a bad thing. Coffee shops are allowed to remain open, although you can't congregate in them, right? Yesterday, I went through a Starbucks, a drive-up. Normally don't go there, but, you know, I had a gift card, so thought I would use it. Of course, all the bars, the brew pubs, cafes, restaurants, and wine bars, only for pickup. Child care facilities with a limit of 10 kids who are the same each day. Priority must be given to the kids of medical and emergency frontline providers. Doctors' offices, healthcare facilities, emergency services, food courts, grocery stores, pharmacies, pet stores, and veterinary offices. Now, here's who has to close. Amusement parks. And by the way, you can see this whole list on OregonWatchdog.com. The stories are there. Many of the stories I'm going to talk about today are there, and some others, like the constitutionality and martial law. I do want to get into that because Rebecca had mentioned that yesterday. So we'll get into all of this today. Of course, your phone calls, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Amusement parks have to close. Aquariums, arcades, art galleries that are open without appointments. For those of you artsy people out there. Boutiques, bowling alleys, child care facilities that can't limit kids to 10 who are the same there every day. Now, this order is only in place from March 25th through April 28th. Now, before I continue, let's stop right there. This is a place that this order can be constitutionally challenged because parts of it are inconsistent. Parts of it only go till the 28th or the 25th in this case. Well, the 28th for child care. Schools, 28th. Now, the rest of her executive order is completely open-ended, folks. Queen Kate can tell us we have to comply with all of this stuff whenever she says it's okay. Not based on what? Data? No. Now we'll get into the New Hampshire lawsuit brought against the New Hampshire governor, who's a Republican, brought by Republicans against the governor as being unconstitutional. It was dismissed. We'll talk about why and why that's relevant to us. Continuing with Kate's shutdown list, cosmetic shops, your Elks Lodge, your VFW, furniture stores, gyms and fitness studios, hair salons, barbershops. Going to be a lot of scraggly people running around out there in there. Hookah bars, indoor party places, including those jumping gyms and laser tag. Jewelry shops and boutiques, unless they use pickup or delivery services. So, you know, you want to go in and get your watch fixed at Fred Meyer's Jewelers? At least not according to this. Malls, both indoor and outdoor malls. Medical and facial spas, day spas, and massage therapy services. So, you know, the sports massage guy that I go see that helps me deal with my back issues, he shut down. Museums, nail and tanning salons. Ooh, that's gotta hurt. Non-tribal card rooms. Now, let's talk about that for a moment. None of this applies to the tribes. It's quite serious, folks. The tribal casinos can stay open. They can spread the virus as much as they want. Why? Because they are sovereign nations unto themselves. Wonder how well that's going to work. Again, it's inconsistent. Outdoor sports courts, playgrounds. Now, wait a second. I thought it's okay to go walk your dog. I thought it's okay to go out and exercise. But they're closing down the playgrounds? Where are your kids going to play if you're living in an apartment? Pools, private and public campgrounds. So your KOA is shut down. Want to go out to the coast to escape the coming madness? And by the way, there's an interesting story about in Southern California and San Francisco, places where there's a lot of people, they are escaping to the deserts. Why? Because they're afraid. And I'll tell you a story about that for Oregon. I got a lot to talk about today, folks. I hope I can even approach getting to half of it. Senior activity centers, you seniors out there, social and private clubs, skate parks, skating rinks, ski resorts. Now, wait a second. With a skate park, just like a playground, can't you maintain social distancing? What are these teenage kids who are off school? What are they going to do? Scary, isn't it? State executive offices, executive branch. Now, not the, well, all right. So that would really include everybody, wouldn't it? State executive branch offices and buildings shall close to the maximum extent possible. So what does that mean for your tax returns? Oh, there's more. We'll get into all of it when we come back. 503-589-1220. Do you think this is constitutional? Do you think your rights are being quarantined? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. This segment of the show is brought to you by our friends at Diamond Royalty Rides. You know, all of our advertisers need your support, and I mean it, friends. I really do. You can maintain social distancing with your family by getting in a car, a limousine, going out and doing something special that makes your whole family feel special. Now, there is no reason you cannot go out and drive around in a limousine as a family. You're not violating any of Kate's unconstitutional executive orders here. I'm serious. You know, after a while, getting cooped up in your house from Kate's edicts is just going to get old, isn't it? Well, you know what? You want to alleviate some of that? I'm serious. Schedule a limousine ride with Diamond Royalty Rides. Our advertisers need your help and your support. Please. No, I'm quite serious. Please think about helping them out. Go to their website, DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Because I don't think Kate's executive order shutting businesses down really affects them. Now, she has acknowledged as much that her particular executive order is weak compared to some of the other states. Okay. Here's what she said in her press release. This distinction from closing all businesses except for those categorized as essential, as mandated in other states. So in other words, saying we're not being as hard-nosed as other states are. She continues, aims to minimize unintended consequences and add clarity to businesses who can adjust their business models to accommodate vital social distancing measures. Well, unintended consequences are exactly what's going to happen here. For instance, my buddy, the driveway stalker, he drives a truck to the port of Portland, containers. He is social distancing because he's a lot more than 6 feet away from everybody in that process all day long. Yet his business may get shut down. In fact, they're laying people off because, well, the Port of Portland. What's the Port of Portland going to do? And how about the other businesses that supply his business? This is the unintended consequences of this entire direction. Now, the thing that scares me about this is the last paragraph in this story. Here's what it said. The governor said that the Oregon Health Authority has the power to expand the scale of closures and that any retail businesses that fail to comply will be closed until they demonstrate compliance. So let me get this right. Our liberties guaranteed to us in the Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, is suspended by bureaucrats? You're going to tell me that the Oregon Health Authority bureaucrats have the power to say who can remain open and who can't? Folks, that is not constitutional, not by any stretch of the imagination. And it needs to be challenged. But nobody has the courage to go do that. Now, in New Hampshire, a lawsuit was brought against, and this is a story from the 20th, okay, updated 2 days ago. A superior court judge, so this was a state judge, dismissed a lawsuit challenging the governor's authority to ban public gatherings of more than 50 people because of this whole thing. The judge said a 2000 state law gave the governor broad powers to declare an emergency to protect the public. All right, so the judge says it is clear from factual conclusions that there's overwhelming evidence, factual evidence, and legal support to support the governor's action. Therefore, dismiss the lawsuit. Now, the lawsuit was brought on behalf of Daniel Hines. He's a lawyer and three people, okay? One of them a former state representative. The lawyer notes that there are 44 cases of coronavirus in New Hampshire. Two people have been hospitalized and no deaths. Get this. Quote, there are more dog bites during that time, more car accidents, certainly more people getting sick from the flu than this, unquote. Now, they've dismissed it, all right? So, the fact that your abilities to visit church, to go to local restaurants, other things have been impinged, is apparently not, at least not for this judge, enough to go to the second level on this thing. Now, this is different than what Kate has done. It's different in respect to Kate's stay-at-home order is different than banning large gatherings. Okay, now, the previous Oregon Catalyst article, and you can go find it if you go back on OregonCatalyst.com and take a look, dealt with Kate's banning of gatherings. This is broader. This is deeper, at least in terms of what she's done now with her executive order. Now, the ACLU said in an article, and this is a McClatchley News Service article, that their guidelines, based on prior U.S. Supreme Court rulings, and I've touched on this before, there are guidelines that governors have to follow when making decisions like banning public gatherings, but also closing businesses and social distancing. It has to be, quote, overwhelmingly in the public's interest. It has to be rooted in rational, scientific ends and done by the least intrusive means possible. And there has to be a mechanism to challenge it. Officials can't, for example, use this COVID-19 epidemic as an excuse or a pretext to achieve illegitimate ends, unquote, like shutting down a protest or discriminating against certain groups. Life is good. These measures have to be protective, not punitive, and they can't trip any constitutional safeguards when done right. Now, when we come back from the bottom of the hour break, I'm going to share with you an article from a lawyer who says it's unconstitutional. 6:30. Oh.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. Got a great email from Dwight. It was about how the other political networks, CNN and MSNBC, cut away from the president's news conference yesterday afternoon. Well, of course, there is no reason that they would want to stay, provide coverage. Why? Well, it's not hard to figure it out. Because the more Trump is in front of people acting presidential, guess what happens? His approval numbers go up. The harder it is to make the case that he's unhinged. But that's what they did. In fact, Dwight, in his email, he talks about how the MSNBC Chiron said press conference held as coronavirus spirals out of control. Is it? Fake news, sensationalism. Uh-huh. Wilbur, our liberal listener, says, given what conservatives ridicule and condemn others on the radio, I can't help wondering why Donald Trump and others aren't using stronger language attacking the left. You know, Wilbur, I got to agree with you because I'm a little bit surprised. You know, yesterday, did I not predict to you all, seriously, that yesterday that Donald Trump was just going to rip Nancy Pelosi up one side and down the other? He didn't. He did talk about all the crazy, well, he didn't enumerate the things. And there's a great Breitbart story today because I'm probably not going to get to it. But it's a great Breitbart story talking about all the things that Nancy Pelosi put in there. It's crazy. And it all needs to be exposed. Yeah, Mitch McConnell talked about solar tax credits, really, in a coronavirus bill. But it's deeper than that. It's forcing corporate boards who receive money to have union representatives on them. Go imagine that. Now, Trump did say yesterday, by the way, and I completely agree with him. You know, if you're a company and you're going to get money from us, the taxpayers, that even if it's a loan that has to be paid back, you don't go buy your stock back with that. I completely agree with that. I think that's totally improper. You need to keep your people whole, keep your people working, keep your companies afloat. And it ought to be loans that you have to pay back. Yeah, it could be no interest. That's fine. In fact, that is what Art Laffer and Steve Moore put out. You know, Mark Levin talked about that yesterday on the show, and I think he's right on the money. Instead of handing out all this money, trillions of dollars, which we have to print, we have to make it out of thin air, why don't you just extend no-interest loans to businesses to get them through during this time? I mean, a no-interest loan is a pretty good deal. Yeah, it ought to be paid back. And other things. And, you know, I just, this business, I don't need money, folks. Let me say that differently. I don't need a government handout check, okay? I just don't. And most of you don't either. Those of you who are out of work now, yeah. So instead of sending everybody, the average, you know, Trump said this yesterday, Mr. President, I disagree with you. The average family of four, the deal they're talking about, gets $3,000. If you're out of work, fine. But why should a family of four where the mom and dad or maybe the mom or the dad are employed and are getting by just fine, why should they get the money? It's dumb. The better way to do this is for the federal government to say to every state unemployment insurance fund, you know what, we're going to backstop your fund and we're going to double the amount of money. So the guys like my buddy, the driveway stalker, who became unemployed yesterday, laid off. The trucking company that employs him has laid him off. He would be virtually assured to get enough money to equal at least what he was getting on the job so he can live life like normal and make payments like normal. Rent payments and vehicle payments and insurance payments, all the things you got to do. Not to mention buying toilet paper. Just kidding, folks. Corby writes me an email. By the way, you want to send me an email, it's jeff@1220.am or give me a call, 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. It's the Power of Buick GMC Talk. I'm going to share this, how the Constitution has been quarantined, this article written by this constitutional lawyer. But Corby wrote this. He said, your shows continue to be right on. Did we go to sleep and wake up in China? I don't wish death or sickness on anyone. According to the statistics I looked up, there are 7,452 deaths in America each day from all causes. One every 12 seconds, excluding coronavirus. Let's continue exploring reasons outside the box. Well, somebody did that, and it is a Republican consultant who's just getting ripped up one side and down the other. In fact, his post, and the Durden Dispatch has it. This is Zero Hedge, folks. I follow Tyler Durden. Anyway, he has the post up on his website. I'm not going to get into it, but this guy looks at the statistics and he says it's hype, folks. And I think he's right. He's just been killed. Now, last night, by the way, on Laura Ingraham's show, she continues to be, as Sean Hannity did in the hour prior to her, to pitch what the president has been pitching. And that's the use of this hydroxychloroquine with the antibiotic, azithromycin. I hope I say that right. Now, there are other things that they're, remdesivir and other things that they're talking about using. And Laura had on a patient yesterday who has been recovering. He has coronavirus. He thought he was going to die. He said goodbye to his family. Boom, they hit it with him because he heard about it through his church prayer chain after they heard about it on, guess what, Laura Ingraham's show. She continues to be hit on this. She's not backing down. very Trumpian of her. Other people are not backing down either. In fact, other doctors are prescribing this, and they should be. We should be trying everything to help these people so nobody has to die of this thing. This is different. This is treatment. This is different than vaccinations. And the idiot doctor that they showed a clip of last night who said this thing hasn't been tested. Folks, this chloroquine has been around for like 75 to 80 years, according to Dr. Oz. 75 to 80 years. We know its impacts. This is insane. But it is the hype of the media and politicians who are so scared of their own shadow. They cannot buck the trend. Now, the old saying in the stock trading business, and by the way, the Dow's up 1,100 points right now. The old saying in the stock trading business is, you know, don't fight the trend. The trend is your friend, is the old saying. Well, that's true. It is. But I greatly admire those who stand up and say, no, there's something wrong here. Now, somebody that will stand up for you, that can help you figure out ways to make your home a little bit safer these days in case you need to do some remodeling, is Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. I'm quite serious. You know, maybe you need to put in a new system, a new air conditioning system, a new heat pump system. Maybe you need to do some remodeling to make that happen, make your home safer. He can help you do that. Go to RighteousRenovations.com. See the great testimonials from people that are very satisfied in working with Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. Check it out, RighteousRenovations.com. Now, this lawyer has written a piece, and I want to start with it, with the end of it. Here's his conclusion. Our founders, he writes, were intimately familiar with pandemics, viruses, and plagues. Yet they didn't allow any of them to suspend our constitutional liberties. Not one word of the Constitution about plagues or pandemics to exempt the government from any of our Bill of Rights. Why do our current courts allow it? Because the public is asleep at the wheel. Think that pandemic threatens to kill us all? A review of the data shows that pandemic is more panic than plague. He says, time to wake up. Maybe it's time, in the motto of V for Vendetta, that movie, to quote, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot, unquote. As the film's lead character well said, quote, people shouldn't be afraid of their government. Government should be afraid of their people, unquote. By the way, you know who said that? Thomas Jefferson. Who said, when government has too much power, the people live in fear. I'm paraphrasing. When people have too much power, the government lives in fear. He continues, only when we awake, public asserts their human liberties to protest the loss of their liberties will then governments quit using public health crises to seize power that does not belong to them. He concludes with this sentence. The answer to 1984, that is that famous movie by Orson Welles. The answer to 1984 is still 1776. Liberty, the Constitution. So he starts this. This is an RT online. I am a constitutional lawyer is the headline. I see our government using COVID-19 to take away our fundamental rights. He says, his name, by the way, is Robert Barnes, American constitutional lawyer representing high-profile clients. I'll get back to that in a moment, plus phone calls if we come back. I told you this was going to be hard to get through. There's so much to talk about. Is our Constitution being quarantined? Is it happening in America?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes till the top of the hour. The whole point about this lawyer using the example, Robert Barnes, well-noted American constitutional lawyer in this piece in RT Online, the whole point about him using V for Vendetta movie is that a group uses a virus to seize power and create a totalitarian society. Now, that's kind of what happened in China, right? The Chinese locking people up in their homes and then forcibly removing them from their homes when they thought they had the disease. We have a constitution that protects us from that. But a lot of it is being ignored. The First Amendment, our right to free assembly, that's being ignored. Our Second Amendment. There are some local governments have tried to ban the sale of guns, folks. So far, they've not been successful. And what's interesting about that, some of those locales are trying to ban the sale of guns while at the same time releasing prisoners. Fourth Amendment. It's our right to privacy. Government just can't come in snooping in your life. It's happening, and they're talking about doing more of it. Fifth Amendment, our right to go out and make a living. That comes out of the Fifth Amendment, the right to property without deprivation of due process of law and compensation for taking. So if government says you can't go to work anymore, shouldn't they be compensating us for that? It's a compelling article. It really is. And I think that it is, could be, the basis by which we would challenge what not only Kate is doing, but dare I say it, what Trump might do. Although after watching his news conference yesterday, I don't think so. It's not who he is. I mean, he's talking about open government up, and the left is going crazy over that. All right, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Freedom Heating and Air can help you keep your home free from bacteria and dirty viruses floating around in the air. You know, they have these great UV light systems, and it kills bacteria and it kills viruses. I know, I put one in my home years ago, and I'm glad I did. You know, maybe you ought to talk to the folks at Freedom Heating and Air about doing that in your home. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. All right, to the phones, as I promised, let's go to Art. Art, good morning. What do you say today?
Hey, Jeff. You're absolutely right about all of our constitutional rights being thrown down the toilet. But Kate and Rosenblum are going to back each other up, and there is not going to be any accountability, and that's the problem with what's going on in our country. There is no accountability, and that's why they get away with this crap. Excuse my French. It's time for us to stand up and put individuals into office who respect the rule of law. And are, you know, going to hold everybody accountable to what they do. But,
well, all right. All right. So let's stop there for a moment, Art, because, yeah, you're right. We need to put the right kind of people into office. But you're talking about waiting until an election happens. We don't have time for that. What do we do today to turn up the heat on these politicians, some of whom we want to get rid of? What do we do today, Art? Tell me.
Well, we obviously have to learn the hard lesson that you and I and other people have said. Elections have consequences. You people need to know who you're putting into office and put the right people in there. Unfortunately, Jeff, I don't know if there's anything we can do right at this
Yeah, there is something we can do, Art, and you've suggested it many times before, and I got to let you go because I need to move on to Glenn. I'll tell you what it is, and it's you pick up the phone, and you call Bonamici. You call Kurt Schrader, who happens to be our member of the House of Representatives, and you give him an earful, and you send him an email. You make their life a living hell. That's how you make a difference today to stop this insanity. And if you don't, they'll put things in place, and it doesn't matter down the road. An election is months and months away. We're talking about we need to do something today. Let's go to Glenn, who's on the line. Glenn, good morning. What do you say?
The secular and the ecclesiastical and the theocratic are on different trains. The real answer is we need to test, separate the people that are bad, and then we need to treat it. And our government doesn't even know how to do that, especially Oregon Health. So what Michael Savage was talking about is very correct about this whole matter, is that you don't isolate everybody back at their own homes. If you test positive, you have to be separated into, just like in the old biblical days, when you had leprosy, you have to go to be in a separate colony with the people that all test bad. You don't go back home. After you're tested, you have to have a solution. The quarantine of 7 days came from old ecclesiastical law, or the Old Testament, Deuteronomy and Leviticus. You tested 7 days, you went to see the priest in those days. He checked you out. If you were still bad, you went back for seven more. That's where this whole thing comes from, where they were on the ship and they tested seven and then seven. And as a matter of fact, you only have 2 sevens, 14 days total. If you're still sick after that, you're not going to be cured. You don't go 21 days, 30 more days. So we're in a 7+7 period now, according to Oregon, and we have to test, separate the people into these different places of quarantine. Not, don't send them all back home to where they're going to corrupt their own families, and then you have to have the treatment.
So,
where
would we do that?
Exactly what Michael Savage was talking about.
So, Glenn, would we do that, say, at the state fairgrounds where they're standing up this field hospital right now?
We're going to have to do it either at convention centers, fairgrounds, any place where the people are taken away from their, where they can infect others, their friends, or their work coworkers.
So interesting idea, Glenn. I can't disagree with that. Unfortunately, we're at the end of the show, and I appreciate you calling. That's an interesting perspective, the biblical perspective about this.
I'll call you back tomorrow. I have some very salient things to say, and we need to follow it because we don't. We're not going to come out of this.
Okay. Call back tomorrow. We'd love to hear what you have to say. That's what that's what Glenn has to say. Look, folks, we cannot allow our liberties that come from God. They don't come from government. Our liberties are inalienable and cannot be separated by governmental edict. We cannot allow that to be overridden over a panic, hype, emergency, a virus. Be vigilant. Pray. Stacey Ann's up next. Good morning, Salem. See you tomorrow, friends.